שבוע טוב.
שבוע טוב.
Thank you very much, Jasmine.
Hey, you're welcome.
We will start the with the Anabakoa, and we'll see who's on when we get completed.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Gedula chimimcha tatir serura alafet gimel yitak tzadi kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu lo Fresh iron, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudha, Keva Vacham Nun Gimel Dawid, Yud Kashin. Barhem Taharem, Rahame Sikacha, Tami Gamlem. Betet Reish, Tzaditach Gimel. Hasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Na'el Adatecha, Hefkufet, Tet Nunayim. Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Penei, Zovrei Kedushatecha, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tiyakatenu, yodea ta'alubot. Shin kufav, tzadiyutaf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate the right column energy from the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Notze Avon Wafesha, V'Chata'av V'Nakei, We will now connect to the Zohar directly with a parasha, with a verse from the parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and the energy of this Pasuk is certainty. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudcha b'richu ishkinte b'chilu urchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu. Leachta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei, b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, lehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu k'ninei aleinu ma'asei adeinu k'ninehu. Rabbi Abba Amar b'kama atar, tanei nan d'kudsha, Berichu koma de'aved le'ela utata kolayu kishot biovada dikshot le'elach mila biyoma divai barnash v'dachya le'ya mineya ulan haga be'ya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola itzderich bi'alma. We're now now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, this current year, which is the energy of which is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. The first verse we connect to is Second Samuel, chapter 13, verse 6. וישכב אמנון ויתחל ויבוא המלך לראותו ויאמר אמנון אל המלך תבוא נא תמר אחותי ותלבב לעיני שתי לביבות דירה מידה. The second verse that we connect to for the energy of 5778 is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiacha v'avoni lo kisiti amarti odeale pasha'ai ladonai yohewahe wi'ata. Nasata awon chatati sela. This verse has concealed within it the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. The energy of the year 5777 also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first verse is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52 that we study. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we have Tzatz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of this verse, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the year name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 also has two verses. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayahaskum achechem halevim. Ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh mehakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yola Yo Alame Hehehe Aka'a Rekaha. The second verse that we study is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, and the energy of the year 5776, which I did not mention yet, is that of the pause. Bibu ba donai yo e wahe ade ad ki be ya yo he ad. Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. The second, the year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we will study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoya. Asher yitzabe sham wishavtem elai el nachum. Wehalakti itchem wechayayim yeshno. Baretz vechipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav. Yom Ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy in the Tanakh, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami leYisrael. Unta tivushakan, kata vilo yirgaz, od vilo yosifu, bene avlala anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God by saying that each letter of these names with their root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe akaha kaheta ezayo alada la awa hehe ha yozalame behe. Hey Rayo, hey Kome, Allah, La Awa, Kalayo, La Wawa, Pehela, Nula, Ha, Yo, Mela, hey, Hewa, Nuta, hey, Yo, Reta, Shia, hey, Rayo, Yo, Awa, Me, La Kabe, Washire. Yohe wa la he he kawako menuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. The 72 names from the Tzaddikim, using the same technique, the same tool. Wow, 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 yo, 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 sabe te a ame, me be she la yo, hey, anu a kameta, hey, hey, yo, anu da la he wa he me a, yo ta la me re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la wa wa kabe yo, la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi ya, yo re ta shi ya he. Re la yo wa wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo la, yo yo wa la he he ka ako me nu da. Anu yo he wa me. Re he a yo he za, he shi he me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo he, sa a la a re yo, a la me ta he, wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me, nu he a nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo, nu ko me, yo re la he be he, Meza re, wa he be, yo a he, ala wa meza yo. Da he be, me kako, ala a he he wa. Re la he, yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The Sadikim who left this day, the third day of Adar. Rabbi Achai bar Rabbi Rav Huna, Rabbi Meir, known as the Maharam of Rotenburg, Rabbi Mordechai Lieb Mann, Rabbi Lieb Seraz, Rabbi Abraham Blumenkrantz. In the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoah, we say in a whisper, today's class is a Zohar class for the Parasha of Tetzaveh. You will find the link on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column. When the landing page opens up, scroll down about 2 inches. You're in the book of Exodus, to Parashat Tetzaveh. When that landing page opens up, we are today we're going to not do section 8, even though that is the next one in order. It's only 2 verses, and we will connect that to section 10 on Thursday. So we will start with section 9, Bread of the First Fruits. And we start with verse 72. Tirei nahame achlu Yisrael chad kad nafku mimitraim achlu matzalechem oni v'chad b'madbera lechem min hashamayim diktiv Hineni mamtir lachem lechem min hashamayim v'alda karbana v'yoma dad nachama v'yu v'al nachama itkerivu kol she'ar Karbanin denachama ihu oikar dikti v'chikravtem al halechem shivat kvasim v'gomer mimoshvotechem taviu lechem t'nufa v'gomer Tadayu nahama deach kinu beya Yisrael hachmeta ila'a deoraita va'alu bi'archacha. The translation. Two types of bread were eaten by Israel when they left Egypt. They ate matzah, the bread of affliction, which is bread from Malchut. And in the wilderness they ate bread from heaven, which is the bread of Zeranpin. That is called heaven. As it is written, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. Therefore the offering of this day of the Feast of Weeks is bread. And all the other offerings were offered with the bread. The bread is the main part, as is written, and you shall offer with the bread seven lambs. You shall bring out of your habitations two wave loaves, for this is the bread with which Israel became wise, with the supernal wisdom of the Torah, and entered its way, its ways. My commentary. There's a very deep secret being revealed here. Every sacrifice of an animal has a bread part of the sacrifice. We are told that the important aspect of the sacrifice is the bread. The question that we need to ask relates to the following. Does the importance of the bread apply to all sacrifices? Or only the seven lambs? Pasuk 73. Ha'ashtait lan le'istachla ba'afe pesach nafku Yisrael nina ha'ama de'it kirei chametz ketivila yera'a Lecha chametz u'tiv, ki kol okel mach metzet, mai ta'ama begin yikara, dehahu nachama, itkirei matza, ashta dezaku, Yisrael nachama, ila ayatir. Layot hawa leit batla chamet Belait chazia kilau viamai Karbana da chamet Hawa diktiv soletihiena Chamet te afena Vetu dechashta Bayo ma dait batal yetzer hara Be'oraita de'it kirei chiru ishtekachat. The translation. We should now observe that during Pesach, Israel came away from the bread that is called chametz. As it is written, and there shall be no leavened bread, no chametz be seen. And for whoever eats that which is leavened, what is the reason that they abandon the chametz? It is because of the honor of the bread that is called matzah. Yes, now that Israel merited a higher bread, the bread of Zeranpin, would it not have been proper for the chametz to be abolished and not be seen at all? Why was the offering of the first fruits bread chametz, as it is written, They shall be fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. Also on this day, the evil inclination was negated, which is the secret of Chametz, as the Torah that is called freedom was available. Why then did they bring Chametz? My commentary. The Pasuk is clear as written due to Rabbi Ashlag's comments. This is my opinion. Still, it is a good question that needs an answer. Pasuk 74. Ela lemalka dechawaleya bar yechida dechalash yoma chad chawatayu lemei kol amru yeku bireya kemalka astvata davi adieku leya la yishteka Vechla umzona achara beta avdu haki ke one diakal ahu asvata amar mikanu hala yeku koma dehu tayu vila yakil naskalea. The translation. He answers, this is similar to a king who had an only son who became ill. One day he wished to eat. They said, let the king's son take this medicine. But before he eats it, no food whatsoever should be in the house. They did so. After he had taken the medicine, they said, from now on, he may eat whatever he desires, and it will do him no harm. My commentary. The allegory in this pasuk, clean your house of chametz, preparing for Pesach. Eat matzah for 1 week. Now eat anything healthy for you or not. As a student of Kabbalah, is this the truth? Pasuk 75. Kach nafku Yisrael mimitzrayim lahawe yadei ikara veraza dim heman hem nuta amar kucha barichu Yitamun Yisrael Asvavta Riad Yechlun Asvavta Dala Yitchazelehun Mechla Achara Kewan Deachlu Matzadihi Asvavta Lemeal Uminda Veraza Din hem nuta amar kucha barichu mikan uhala yitchazei lon chametz v'yechlun le'yadeha la yakil v'naska lon v'kish div yoma v'shavuot is aman nachama Ila ad ihu asvavta bekola. The translation. Similarly, when Israel left Egypt, they did not know the essence and secret of faith. The Holy One, blessed be He, let Israel taste medicine. But while they take this medicine, no other food should be visible to them, namely chametz. As soon as they had eaten matzah, which is a curative to aid in coming into and knowing the secret of faith, which is malchut, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, from now on, chametz is suitable for them, and they may eat it because it can no longer harm them. and more so on the day of Shavuot, when the supernal bread of Zeranpin is present, which is a complete cure. My commentary. Understand this pasuk. Supernal bread is Torah, which is Zeranpin. Torah is a complete cure for all ailments and diseases, pains and sufferings. Remember, within the Torah is language that authorizes doctors to treat and cure people of all diseases, all pains, all ailments, and all suffering. In my opinion, this means, contrary to modern medicine and alternative medicine practices, that the doctor may assist while the patient does teshuvah. Pasuk 76. Biyad mikarvin chametz leitof da'al mad becha karvin tirein nachamin acharanin kachada Bechameti tokda benura demad becha, wila yakil shalta a unaska lonely Israel, ugine kach Israel kadishin itavaku, peyabaku chabrihu, peyasvavta dioraita. Yomada feel male hawo Natre Israel Tirain Citrin Benachame Elaine Lahawo Alin Bedina Le Almin. The translation. Therefore we offer chametz, which is the evil inclination, to be burnt on the altar, meaning through the offerings that are offered on the altar. Two other loaves of bread are offered by waving them together. Others means in addition to the offerings. The chametz, which is the evil inclination, is burned in the fire on the altar through the offerings and cannot have power over nor harm Israel. Therefore, Israel cleaved to the Holy One, blessed be He, on this day through the remedy of Torah. If Israel observed those two types of bread, namely matzah and the holy supernal bread of Zeranpin, they would never be punished. My commentary. With my comments about this pasuk, with my comments above, this pasuk is clear, along with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Without the understanding of my comments above, the statement appears false. Of course, the Zohar is always truth, so do not make that mistake. Pasuk 77. Biyom Adirush Hashana. Deyu yoma dedina, Dilavihu ela, Leinun dila natlu, Mechla liasvavta, Deshavku liasvavta, Deoraita begin mechla, Achara deyu, Chametz deha deyoma, Da de rabishi yahu, chametz alka katrega aleya, bivar nash vialshin aleya vihu, kaima bioma da mekatrega alalma, bekud shabrihu. Yati bedina al kola, bedain alma. The translation. The day of Rosh Hashanah, which we all know is the Jewish New Year, but it's also the New Year for every nation, which is the day of judgment, is only for those who did not take the medicine, which is matzot, and abandoned the remedy of Torah. For through these two remedies, the other food is fixed, which is chametz. On this day of Rosh Hashanah, that chametz ascends and accuses the person and slanders him, and is on this day an accuser of the world. The Holy One, blessed be He, sits in judgment over everything and judges the world. My commentary. We learn in this pasuk that the essence of chametz is Satan. Pasuk 78. Uvgine kach kad yahav kudsha barichu oraita v'Yisrael atzim lehu mayahu nachama ila'a tehahu atar umi goy hahu Nachama hawo yadin umistachlin biraze deoraita lemeha deorach meshar dehauk muha mila inun chavrayayo birazin ilen kid kamran. The translation. Because of this, when the Holy One, blessed be He, gave the Torah to Israel, He had them taste that supernal bread from that place, Malchut. Through that bread, they knew and observed the secrets of the Torah so as to walk the right way. And the friends have already explained these matters through these secrets, as we have said. My commentary. We all know the adage, you are what you eat. When we eat matzah, we eat bread that has a limited desire to receive for oneself alone, since the yeast in the grain is not given time nor energy to expand and grow. Pasuk 79. Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Elazar, the Reahawo, Azle Biarcha, Wahawo, Azli, Imchon, Ribi Abba, the Ribi Ose, Adahawo, Azle Iarau, Bechat Sava, Wahawa. Achi bidea, chad nyanuka zakaf, eino ribi shimon, vecha amaleya, amarleya leribi abba, vadai milin chatin it gaban vechai sava. The translation. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, his son, were traveling on the road accompanied by Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yossi. While they were walking, they met an old man who was holding a young boy by the hand. Rabbi Shimon raised his eyes and saw him. He said to Rabbi Abba, "Assuredly, this old man has new ideas for us." Hanok's commentary. The verse is clear as written. It is a transition verse to a new subject. Pasuk 80. Kad matu ligabeya amar Rabbi Shimon bimatu dekuf tarach begabach katit Manant Amar Leah Yudai. Anai amar, filin chatin vadai, yoma dalga bach amar leya, leya anhu, arach amar leya, diuri chawa, peinun derishe, madbira, techawena, mishtadal bioraita, Behashtatena, Leishuva lemetal, Betila de kucha berichu, Beilein yome, Diarcha shavia ada. The translation. When they reached him, Rabbi Shimon said to him, "Why do you come with a load tied to your back?" Meaning, do you not have a donkey to carry your load? Who are you? He said to him, "I am a Jew." Rabbi Shimon said to him, "You must definitely have certain new matters with you today." Rabbi Shimon said to him, "Where is your country?" He said to him, "I used to live among those who retired to the wilderness, for I was endeavoring there in the Torah. Now I have come to civilization to sit in the shadow of the Holy One, blessed be He, during the days of this seventh month." My commentary. The verse is clear as written, yet it requires one to know various aspects of history. The Essenes retired to the wilderness to study Torah, far from the influences of modern technology of that time. Also, the man is coming to Jerusalem to appear before Hashem on one of the 3 days that the Torah tells us to do so. Pasuk 81. Chadei Rabbi Shimon Amar Nativ Devadai Kucha Barichu Shadrach Legaban Amar Leyachayecha Denishma Mila Mifumach Meinun Milin Chatin Atikin Din Tatun Taman Bemad Bila Mehai Yarcha Shavia La Amai Yit Berashtun Fashta Mimad Bera Lemete Blishuva Amar Leya Hahu Sava Bishelta Dayadana Bihach Meta Gabach Umilach matu lirie behachmeta. The translation. Rabbi Shimon rejoiced and said, "Let us sit, because certainly the Holy One, blessed be He, has yet sent you to us." He said to him, "Upon your life, we shall hear a word from your mouth of those new yet old matters that you planted there in the wilderness concerning the seventh month. Why did you leave the wilderness to come to civilization?" The old sage said to him, "From this question I know that you possess wisdom, and your words reach the firmament of wisdom." My commentary. This is the transition from this section. We just read a transition verse in Pasuk 79. So what is being taught in this verse? When you have contemplated this question, let me know your answers. This is an unwritten commentary. We are in the parasha of Tetzaveh, which is discussing the clothing of the high priest. Why do you think this discussion, this section, and perhaps, and at least the next section, which we will do on Thursday, and perhaps more sections, why do you think these sections are in the parasha of Tetzaveh rather than in another parasha that is more directly connected to Rosh Hashanah? Or another way of asking the question is, what is the connection between this section and Rosh Hashanah? What is the connection between Tetzaveh and Rosh Hashanah? This is the end of our class. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts? Tomorrow morning at 10:30, we have our normal Sunday class, and we're preparing for the next 90 days, which commences on the Zion Adar, which is this coming Wednesday night and Thursday. We will have a long study, hopefully an all-night study, this coming Wednesday night. It will commence at 8:30, which is 11:30 Eastern Time, 8:30 West Coast time. Our 10:30 Sunday class will begin the preparation for all of these spring and summer holidays that go between the Zion Adar and Shavuot, which is 90 days from Zion Adar, the seventh of Adar, the Hilulah, as well as the birth date of Moshe Rabbeinu. 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, we will continue our study of advanced reincarnation. For those who have not participated in that class as of yet, please feel free to join us, as whatever you lack through your questions, we will make up and explain so that you can catch up rather quickly. Monday at 4:30, we will continue our study of the Parasha of Noah, our deeper Zohar study. And at 7 o'clock, we will discuss Rabbi Ashlag's essays. I bid shalom to all. Have a beautiful week. Shavua tov.
Shavua tov.
Thank you.